Hey, Jordan.
Yes?
Have you heard about Anchor by Spotify?
No, I haven't.
It's the easiest way to record a podcast or to make a podcast even. It has everything you need all in one spot. Can you explain?
Yes, Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute or your podcast on listening platforms.
For joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, good. Hit me with your...
Hit me with it. That's what I was going to say. Hit me with your good, bad, and ugly.
My good is that I had shoulder surgery, and it wasn't completely horrific as far as what they had to do. So resected part of the clavicle and took some bone spurs out is all that we had to do. So that was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
The bad is that I had shoulder surgery. The ugly is that I had shoulder surgery. You know, just trying to.
Yeah, but it's only, at least it's only ugly short-lived after that.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
It's repaired and.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed.
Definitely have a little bit of bone pain, deep bone pain, but it's better than the pre-surgery pain that I had, so I will take
right
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, any day of the week. Jordan has arrived, so he would like to speak evidently, so okay. Please come in and speak, Jordan.
Mom, let me take it.
Just get down here with it.
Hello, Tanja.
Hello, Jordan.
Tanja, my mom, your friend had shoulder surgery on Wednesday.
I know. Yes.
We were just talking about that.
Her shoulder is covered in stitches and bloody bruises.
Yes.
And Jordan is not a fan of that, by the way, at all.
What?
He's not a fan of the bruises or the stitches.
Oh.
He's not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it, unfortunately. Yeah.
He's been helping me put my ice machine on. He gets me new ice every day, and he's been
taking good
care of me.
Well, very good.
Yep. He's been doing a good job, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your good and good for the week?
Tanja, that April 8th,
yes.
I was going to track and field. I got 2 first place blue ribbons for Turbo Jav, and also the relay.
Relay.
And the relay. And I got 1 red second place ribbon for running.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was so much fun, wasn't it, bud?
Yes.
It sure was.
Wait a minute. Tanja, what are you drinking?
Sweet tea would be my
sweet
guess.
Tea.
Oh, sweet tea.
Yep, sweet tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Tanja, I was being a doctor.
He did do a full assessment on me. I do have to say it was a pretty impressive assessment.
I was cleaning.
Well, very good.
He cleaned out my ears.
And I was checking her heart with a stethoscope.
Uh-huh. Very good.
He took my temperature.
Good.
Yeah. Good. And I was wrapping my mom into the different thing.
The ice machine.
And yeah. And I just plugged it in to turn it on. Yeah. And the water. Uh-huh. And the water rumbled and rushed.
Yes, it did.
And it felt good to her.
It does feel good. The ice machine is a God saver. So, life saver. Yes.
So, Tanja, if the ice get melted, you put more ice into the ice machine when you have shoulder surgery, and you're going to have to add some water after you're done filling with ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sure do.
Very good, Jordan.
You're doing such a good job.
Sometimes it's hard to take care of anyone.
You're right. It is. Especially family.
Oh, yeah.
Have I been a good patient?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad I'm a good patient.
My mom can still get paid for the next week to get the different type of things. She got DoorDash credit cards.
Yeah, some people gave us some DoorDash cards. And we got food. People are delivering food. So we got lots of those, didn't we?
Yes, Mom, because this is going to have to be this. And I took a picture of the cookies that I'm showing you. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. We got DoorDash cookies. Jordan did.
Hey, Mom, there are three of them, which are chocolate chip. One of them with vanilla icing and with chocolate. One of them with caramel and cookie crumbs. And another with an Oreo and with a spread of peanut butter.
Uh-huh. It's very sweet. Yep.
These are for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen. But thank you to whoever sent them. We appreciate them so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes,
Jordan.
They sounded delightful.
Uh-huh. I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did, I don't know, did we talk after last Saturday? Did we talk? When did we talk last? I don't remember.
Yeah, a little bit we did, but I wasn't feeling well, so
yeah,
we didn't really talk much. It was pretty much bye, and that was it.
Yeah, I did volunteer at his track and field last week, and that was so much fun.
I do remember you telling me about that. Mm-hmm. It was fun, and but there was something else about it that you didn't realize, like what. I'm trying to remember exactly what you said about it.
Yeah, just
other than that, yes, it was fun and a good experience, you know, to be there with them all.
Oh, it was so much fun.
In that aspect of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had our last booster club meeting yesterday, and I was able to get a ride to that. So I was able to be there for the last booster club meeting. And so that was good this week, too.
Good.
You know, the bad is that there's some pain, deep, deep bone pain in the shoulder. It's a little stiff to be expected. It's the pain is better than pre-surgery, so that's great. It's kind of like a toothache is what I've been saying. Like, you know how you get a toothache and you like bite down to get it, like you almost want to feel that pain. So I'm doing like little bits of the range of motion that I was allowed to do. And I'm like, oh, it hurts, but it hurts so good. Like,
but it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you've sat too long and now you just got to stretch your leg out, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so, but they did a nerve block. That's what this bruise right here on the neck is from. And I have a newfound empathy for CBA people that have had strokes that have paralysis on one side, because I went to use the restroom and I washed my hands and threw the the thing in the trash with this good hand, the right hand. And and when I leaned over, I guess my arm came out of the sling, which I didn't realize it. And then I was walking and I'm like, what's hitting my leg? And I look down and it's my hand hitting my leg.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, we need to put that back in the sling. Let's slip that back in there. You just can't feel it. I couldn't feel it at all.
Yeah, right. It's so, you have no control. There's
none. Nothing. It's just as dead as it can be. So interesting. Yep. It was interesting. So to say the least.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my not much happening because, you know, surgery and whatnot. So what is your good, bad, and ugly for the week?
My good was I was finally able to get out of bed on Tuesday, and I sat on the front porch for a few minutes and then went back to bed. I was able to eat on Wednesday and was able to go back to work on Wednesday.
Okay.
I was literally sick in bed from Saturday to Tuesday. And I was forcing myself. I really didn't want to go to work on Wednesday, but I was forcing myself because it gets to a point where it's like, if I'm not dying,
I've got to go back to work.
I've got to try and get back in some kind of normal routine. I've got to be able to get up and go back to work. I have to do my daily normal functions. I have bills to pay. I need to go to work. Wasn't sure I was going to make it the whole day, but I did. I did. Thursday, the chicken coop was delivered. Tomorrow, a lot of this noise will be gone. They'll be
putting their coop.
Putting their coop. All but the last four. The last four aren't ready yet. Yeah. But they're a lot bigger, and so to have 15 of them in a galvanized steel water trough in the spare room is a bit much.
Yeah,
as you can hear.
I can.
Let's see. Dog, doing good. She's doing very good.
Yes.
Listening well. Wanting to chew on everything, but not quite chew it up yet. She hasn't realized her power and strength and where it is and what to do with it yet.
Yeah.
She is attached. And I'm trying not to allow it, but I can't control her part, you know?
Yeah.
And it's time to make her first vet appointment. And of course, I want her to go to the vet that the only vet I know, the vet that took care of Dauber for the whole almost 11 years I've lived here in Oklahoma.
Right.
But it is going to be, you know, another little bittersweet thing, you know.
Exactly.
Last time I walked in those doors, you know, I carried him out. So it's going to be a little different, but it has to be. I did finally get my replacement phone today. Finally did that.
I noticed the logins, and I was when I woke up, the security logins were coming for the podcast and the email, you know, and I was like, oh, she got her new phone.
Even if they transfer everything over, all of your apps, certain ones have to, everything has to be redone again, and it's insane. And then it already had to do an update. So anyway, what else? Bad was that I was sick from Saturday to Tuesday. I mean, literally, I was The only thing that really tasted good was water.
No, no.
And I sucked on ice cubes. And then after you drink the ice water, you know, that's the first thing on your stomach doesn't have anything else in it. So what does that do? That upsets your stomach even more. And, you know, here that comes.
Yep.
But got me back to the water. So I guess everything has its purpose. Okay. The ugly. I guess would be
being sick like that.
Being sick, and you know, when you're sick, there's so much that doesn't get done that now. That's what I'm gonna have to balance and spend the rest of the weekend doing around working, because I worked today.
Yeah.
And I'm working tomorrow.
Of course.
It's not even my on-call weekend. I need to do it to catch up, to take care of things that need to be done so that I don't start this next week
completely
behind. Because I'm trying to balance stress and stress that, or things that I allow myself to be stressed over. So yeah, you missed a couple of days. Let's just make up that time and let's go in a little bit this weekend and get it taken care of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty much really the ugly would be.
I see them every now and then. You just see this little chick like jumping almost out of the bin in the background. It's hysterical.
Yeah. It's like they're all trying to take flight. And of course, hearing me talk and stuff,
they get more excited.
I know they're in there going, that's that crazy bitch that thinks she's our mom. Uh-huh. She keeps talking to us and we won't answer. Why won't she leave us alone? I know that's what they're saying, all gathered up in a corner, you know?
Yep.
So I guess the ugly would be, yeah, that, you know, I haven't had time yet really to get them to their coop. That's happening tomorrow before I go to work.
Yep.
So yeah, that's my good, bad, and ugly.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything fun or exciting subject wise this week?
No, not really. I Googled, you know, trying to get a topic. And it was old stuff to where I literally opened several articles up thinking, what's the date on this? And it was like April 15th, 2023. And I'm like, that's today. What?
Yeah.
We've already talked about this. We've already mentioned this. This is old news. What are we doing? So.
Yeah, I hear you.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Okay. Jordan evidently does because he's back. So okay. let's hear what you have okay. to say, buddy.
Tanja, after softball,
yes.
after softball on April 5th, I went to the radio station to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Yep. You told us this
last week. And we actually talked about this and how proud we were of you.
Yeah. You told us about that. And now it's on their podcast, the OKC Morning Magazine podcast.
No, Oklahoma City Sunday Morning Magazine.
OKC Sunday yes. Morning Magazine. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And your mom even posted a picture of it on Facebook and Instagram. Probably Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where I saw the picture anyway.
Yep.
Well, Tanja, I just had this thing. My graduation is May 19th.
Yeah, your graduation is May 19th.
I know. So,
Tanja, I think I have one of the pictures in the kitchen.
Yeah, for his invitations came. His invitations came. Yeah, his graduation invitations came.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, he's going to bring it back to show you. I know it. So while we're waiting on that, how have you been taking care of yourself and what are you listening to?
I have been taking care of myself by trying to go back to doing some meditation, which is very hard for me.
Yeah.
Very hard. But I need to continue to work on calming the storm, the chaos that happens up in my brain sometimes that gets me overwhelmed and stressed and weighed down. And, you know, like the rest of the world gets at times. And so I'm trying to do that. But again, it's very hard for me to be able to shut my mind down because it's like three Ferris wheels all wrapped together, all going different directions.
Yes.
And but I am determined. I am determined that I am going to win because I'm bigger than it all. And exactly. I am making sure that I am listening to my body and I am taking my medication. I am listening to Just Grow Something and iHeartRadio. I've been listening to the Elvis Presley channel on Sirius, and I've been listening to Bob Marley and Ziggy Marley on iHeartRadio, as well as I also listen to our podcast.
Nice.
What have you been listening to?
I have been listening to, watching actually, The Night Agent on Netflix. New show, and then American Idol, which is again mindless shows.
Right.
And I finished Love Is Blind, and just stupid. It's so mindless and dumb, but I love it. It's the best.
We have to have that mind numbing kind of like no mess stuff to watch, just to like clear your brain so you're not thinking of work or
stressful
what
things
you gotta do
or
tomorrow
anything.
None of it. How have you been taking care of yourself? And I don't mean like just your ice packs and taking your pain meds or doing your little range of motion. And I don't mean little range of motion like it's insignificant. That's not how I meant that. But what are you doing to take care of you and the motherboard of Audra?
Yeah, I'm still doing my therapy, taking my medications.
I forgot my therapist.
And I did, I have been doing the ice packs and taking my pain meds and doing all of those things too. But also allowing people to help bring food and help.
Good. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Those things. So help take us places and things like that. So it's
and,
been good.
And that is big. That is big, especially when you're someone like you and I, who that is a huge like stressor to even just think about having to mention needing or
help.
Accepting help from someone.
And I had someone that dropped off food today and said, you know, I'm glad you asked because it brings me joy to bring you food. I know it would bring you joy to bring me food. And she said, but
right.
I don't think that I would be able to ask for help. And she was like, so I'm proud of you that you were able to do that because I couldn't, there's no way I could do
right.
it. I don't think I could bring myself to even ask. And I was like, well, but we should be able to, like, why rob someone of the joy, you know, of
right.
helping.
And there are those people that comes so much easier to, and they may not understand how hard it is for those who that's not something they
we
do.
Can't do that.
It
we
doesn't
can't
mean
do.
We don't need help.
We
it
do.
It just means it's we do, like anyone else. We would just rather, as crazy as this is going to sound when I repeat it near myself, it's almost like it is like we would rather stress ourselves out over the struggle of doing it instead of just saying,
Asking, hey, I'm going to
need
help.
I need a little help.
And I mean,
is that not crazy?
It's
not
insane.
Crazy?
And I'm like, I literally contemplated along those same lines. I literally contemplated ruining my shoulder after shoulder surgery because I have range of motion and I can lift with my right hand and I have a little range of motion with my left. I could cook. I could just not ask for help and I could cook. I could literally ruin this brand new surgery that just got done and not ask for help. And it went through my mind instead of just saying, we're
or
going to
meals,
need help.
What could I cook that would be easy enough that I could just use this one hand?
And reheat it.
What about You're going to have to hold the pot with one while you're stirring with the other.
Nope.
Oh, wait. I can do this. I can use my arms in a splint. I can use a little bit. I could hold with my hand and just... I know, we're so crazy and ridiculous sometimes.
I know, and it's like, and it's just ask for help. All you have to do is say, we need some help. We're going to need some help.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to need a little help like we are.
And there are, as you are learning, and we already know this, but as it's being confirmed in you now, there are those people that, you know what, gosh, I know Audra's having surgery and I would love to do something to help her out or like take her some food or something, but I don't know what she would like. I don't know what she would eat if she has allergies or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are those people who it brings them joy to do something and help and they would love to. They're just waiting on us to give the specifics.
Like to say, hello, this is what we need. Also, people are always like, let me know if there's something you need. Well, I'm not going to tell you, but I want you to come up with something magically. Now, how is that right? You know what I mean? Like, no, right, I'm not going to tell you. I need help, but I'm not going to tell you what help I need.
You so just figure it guess out. And let's see if your crystal ball is working this week.
So silly, people. So like, we need food. Help us with this. Like you've said, if there's anything you can help with, okay, well, here's something you can actually do. And if you want to help, great. And if you don't, I understand. You know what I mean? Like it's fine. We're fine, you know? But okay, Jordan is chomping at the bit to show you his invitation.
I know he is. I know.
He's just dying over here.
Show me.
Show her, Jordan.
All right.
Tonta, I just had some three pictures of this.
There it is. Him running his 5K, him downtown at Scissortail Park, and then him
at the Skyrail Bridge.
Yep.
I love those.
I have to make sure you get one.
Turned out, yes, I would love to have one of those. Those turned out so awesome.
What do you say, Jordan?
Thanks.
Okay. Good job. Thank you. Let me have this.
Tanja, there's that very picture with me running in a 5K and this picture wearing the graduation cap at the black necktie and this other one at downtown Oklahoma City at the Skyrail Bridge.
Yeah.
Yes. And each one of those pictures that are chosen are awesome pictures. You did good picking the pictures.
Thanks.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Jordan. He's so proud of himself.
Thank you, Jordan. Yeah. As he should be. I mean, that's huge.
It is. It's a big deal. So anyway, but yeah, so it was nice to, you know, and my therapist this week was like, so did you actually, and I'm like, it took me a couple of days to actually post it, but I went ahead and hit post and posted it. And then people started kind of,
right,
you know, doing stuff jumping in and taking days and stuff, and she's like, good, are you getting all the warm fuzzies from it? Like, how many people care about you and really want to help you and show up for you and are here for you? And you know, all you have to do is just ask and they show up. Like, there's a lot of them.
Yep.
There's a lot more people than you think, and you know, and I'm like, so it's good.
It's always good to push through a hurdle and an almost paralyzing hurdle at times to know that, okay, I was able to do that. And wow, okay, that does kind of feel good. It makes the next time
a little bit easier. Yeah. And my daughter was like,
very good.
Why? When you knew that you could come to our house, why would you post for random people on the internet? And I'm like, it's not the same. Like, I know if I need something, like I needed chips and I needed Jordan's medication picked up. And like, I called her, I knew she was going to go get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy for me to ask you for help, but for 14 days, like that's too much. Number one,
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Plus, yeah, you can go over there, but so what? Someone's going to have to come pick you up, take you over there, bring you back home, and do that Oh, come on, no.
And then
No,
what are we
no,
supposed to
no.
do with Jordan? Just leave him here for 2 weeks? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, there's that part of it
Well, or
too.
either come in and getting both of you and taking it back and forth. It's the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And
Yeah,
then
no, you weren't going
also,
to
it's
do that.
like, yes, I know I can depend on you, but it's easy for me to ask some friends and some family.
Right.
And,
Yes.
there are
Yes.
people that I
Yes.
rely on that it's really easy for me to say, hey, can you help me with this? Hey, can you come and help me with this? Hey.
Hey, can you, could you bring me by some whatever, you
Right.
know?
Crackers, or I need
Yeah.
some 7-Up. Can you go
Yes.
get me some? I'm puking my
Yes.
guts up. Whatever.
Yes.
Can you
Right.
bring me your friend and an IV bag and some vitamins to my house and they'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, we have these
Right.
kinds of
Yes.
friends. Like, I know
There
not
are
everybody
certain,
does,
yes, right.
but we
Right.
do have these kinds of friends. And it's like,
Yes.
and those people, it's really easy for me to be like, bring some fluff gauze and some Metapor tape, and they're gonna show up with exactly what
And
I
they're going
asked
to show up
for.
with it.
You know what I
Yes.
mean? And
Yes.
then the rest of the people
Yes,
that are
I do.
listening are like, what are fluff gauze and Metapor tape? Like, they have no idea. You know what I mean? People are
Google.
Googling,
Google.
like,
That's your
what's,
homework.
yeah,
Google.
what is Metapor tape? What is Mefix tape? What is, you know what I mean? Like,
It is the best breathable, movable
it's
tape
the best tape in the world.
out there.
Yeah.
One of them. Let's say that. One of them. One of them.
And so
Yeah.
anyway, it's that kind of thing where you could say, just bring me this and they'll show up with it. And those people
Yeah.
are easy, but to actually put yourself out there to say, look, I need some help, and let the universe return kindness that you've put out into it to you, it's a different thing. It's a whole different
It is
experience.
different.
And I
It's
do it
yes, it is.
constantly, put good into the universe, not for the selfish reason of just getting good in return, but also because
Right.
you want to put good in the universe. It is a boomerang. It does come back to you.
Right.
And the
Yes.
more that you create that goodness in the world and that put out that kindness in the world, the kinder the world becomes. It's less
Becomes.
of an unholy
Yes.
hellscape than it than it,
Yes.
currently is. And so I truly
Right.
do believe in that kind of,
Too.
loop. So as
Yeah.
above, below, and thing. And so, but it's an interesting exercise, we'll say, in
Yeah.
vulnerability to a point. And I know it sounds weird. For some people, it's really easy for them to do that, but for some of us, it's just
It's fine. I'm gonna
not how we were. And a
I'm
lot of it
gonna
has to do with how we've been victimized in our
Yep.
lives, and how
And the scars and how deep they run.
we have responded to,
That.
those situations. And
So
so,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say, those
and it doesn't
situations.
really serve me well at all.
No,
It's not
me
a good
neither,
defense
but it
mechanism.
is it's harder to correct than one may think,
It's
even
very
after
difficult.
years and years and years.
It's a really big defense mechanism, is all that it is. So, and so when you go to break that down, it's not easy. So,
No, it's not. I'm gonna have another one myself when Monday when I sit in front of my doctor and go, yeah, we gotta up the dose, I'm afraid.
it's doing, but
But
it's
it'll be
not.
easier. It'll be easier because, already broke the ice, so hence this why I'm taking the medicine.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Okay. Anything else?
That's my week. That's man, it's been a rough one. It really, I mean, it wasn't rough. It was just tiring. It's tiring being down.
And
You
I
know,
mean,
you don't wake up with a or okay, now you're feeling better, so woo, you're like packed full of all of this energy
energy,
and you're raging to go and you can eat everything you want now. And no, at least that's not how my system works.
No, it's
It's like the complete opposite of the spectrum. Yeah. So.
and I mean, they drugged me pretty well. They gave me midazolam and fentanyl just to do the block, and so I was awake for that. but not awake. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I was really, because they had the ultrasound machine in front of me. And I was like, oh, I was really wanting to watch that. And he was like, I gave you fentanyl and midazolam. And I'm like, well, I guess I don't care. I'll go to sleep. And I was out, you know, just.
Yeah, I'll just take a nap during this part.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to watch it, but no, I'm not going to watch it. No,
not going to now. No. Thank you.
And then, of course, they knocked me out in, you know, general anesthesia for the actual surgery.
Surgery, right.
And like I said, it was pretty frozen. The shoulder was pretty frozen.
Yeah.
Resistance back this direction, up, very up resistance. So he wants range of motion so that stiffness doesn't set back in. But general anesthesia. So I lost days. Like today, today Jordan was like, it's Saturday. And I was like, what? It's a Saturday. Like, I don't even know.
Right.
I don't know what day it is. So I'm having that struggle a little bit with the time warp in my brain. So.
Still trying all the surgery fog. You know?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then pain medicine on top of it, it doesn't help. So
no, it doesn't. Anyway. Not at all.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all in the stacks next week.
All right. Next week.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.